Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, wherever you're watching the show, wherever you're listening to the show. Welcome to the show today, everybody on Periscope, everybody on YouTube. I got both of them going today because I'm giving fantasy football picks out, and I did it for Thursday night. We had so much sound problem. I said, from now on, when we do the fantasy stuff, I'll do Periscope and YouTube on that day. Lot to talk about, lot to deal with in the world. Look, it's some major things that's going on. That we need to be talking about. I want to talk about why do we have this big racial divide in America. I also want to talk about the midterm elections and what I know is about to happen with these midterm elections. But I want to start off the conversation today talking about what's going down in D.C. right now. Now, it's two things everybody needs to be paying attention to. First thing, you have Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, both talking to Robert Mueller. Now, according to ABC News, Cohen is specifically talking to Mueller about money laundering with the Russians. Now, this doesn't surprise me because what did I tell you guys from the very beginning? I told you guys from the very beginning that if Trump goes down, it won't be for collusion. It won't be for obstruction of justice. It would be for money laundering. I told you that. Now, I also told you that Mueller's going to go after his kids right now. Everything that Cohen is talking about has to deal with the Trump organization. Who runs the Trump organization? Don Jr. and Eric. Mueller right now, if you go back and look at the Nixon investigation into Watergate, they never had anybody that close to Nixon. Now, his counsel was the White House counsel, but he wasn't in Nixon's inner circle. Manafort and Cohen both were in Trump's inner circle. So when you look at what's happening with Michael Cohen, and when you look at what's happening with Manafort, have you ever heard the term October surprise? Have you ever heard that term? Now, some people may be saying, well, why is this taking forever to get to this point? Mueller is doing this because he knows that this is going to be the first time in the history of this nation, that you may be indicting a president or the family members of the president of the United States. He got to cross his T's, dot his I's 100 times before he does this. He has to do it this way. He has to make sure everything that they're giving him is factual. Not that they're telling them what they want to hear because they're trying to save their own butts. Because, see, that's what people do, too. They go in there and they'll lie. They'll make up something in order for them not to go to jail. So he has to make sure. He has to be positive. Because if he's not positive, the case is going to fall apart. So this is why this is taking such a long time. Now, I was telling Tony before we came on air, if you look at the history of our nation, whether it's the Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing, whether it's the Nixon thing, whether it's the Bush, Cheney thing with the war, and now this with Trump, the dumbness has outweighed the evil thing that the people actually has done. Because Trump wouldn't even be in this position if he had not fired James Comey. If he had not fired James Comey, there would not have ever been an investigation by special counsel, independent counsel. Never would have happened. Just like if Nixon hadn't denied the tapes, the Supreme Court would have never got involved and made the tapes be overturned. If he'd have just cleaned the tapes from the beginning. Just like the Clintons, if they would have just settled out of court, Monica Lewinsky never would have came up. The dumb thing is what really brings it, it overshadows even the evil part of what they're doing. Now, it's amazing to me, though. You know, I was thinking about this last night. Who would have thought? I mean, really think about this. Who would have thought that Stormy Daniels would become the Dr. Seuss of our generation? Who would have ever thought that? Did y'all realize Stormy Daniels is our Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham? Except her book starts off Orange Man and Pans. Orange Man with Hands. Orange Man has Mushroom. Who would have knew Stormy Daniels would be the Dr. Seuss of our generation? Now, let me tell you what's amazing about all this, right? All this with Manafort and Cohen and everything else is going on. You have a president and literally the whole GOP trying to push through Judge Kavanaugh. Now, look. I really believe we are literally running into a point. And this is why I want to talk about the racial divide in this country. Because I really believe that we're running to a point where we may be on the verge of a civil war because of these rich, pompous people. And I don't think people really understand how close we are to having an all-out civil war in this country. I don't think people get it. Look, let me tell you two things that's about to happen, all right? And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm looking at this, I'm reading the tea leaves, and it's about to go down, y'all. All right? It's about to go down. Listen to me. If the Republicans lose the House and the Senate, you're going to have more claims of voter fraud than ever before in the history of this nation. You're going to have a record number of people voting in this midterm election, both Republican and Democrat. And if these Republicans don't win, a lot of people in that alt-right movement is going to try to start a civil war in this country. A lot of people don't think about it like that. A lot of people don't realize it. But I'm telling you, you are going to have a record number of voters, both Republican and Democrat this time. And we've become so racially and so politically divided in this nation that whoever loses, they're going to lose their mind. If the Democrats lose, you're going to have the same problem. These folks want Trump out of office so bad, they're going to lose it. I told you guys this months ago. I said, it's going to be a war in this country, but it ain't going to be a racial war. It's going to be a civil war. Because the liberals who are white, who want Trump out, they hate Trump more than any black person or Latino does. I mean, they actually hate this man. And if they don't win these elections, after all this stuff that's went down, they're going to lose their mind. They're going to lose it. If the Republicans lose, that alt-right section, they're going to lose it. Y'all got to understand, man, Trump has a following. And see, I don't think people get this. And the best way I can say this, especially to anybody who is an Obama supporter, the same way people had this blind loyalty to Barack Obama, Trump has a whole group of people just like that. Just like that. Like, man, I don't care. I don't care what he does. I don't care what he says. He's my guy. I mean, you got to understand that this is going to be different this time. This election coming up, this November election, and look, when this October surprise comes down from Mueller, that's what's going to spark everything. Because Mueller's going to put something out in October against Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, or Jared. And when that happens, all hell is going to break loose. We come back. Let's talk about Justice Kavanaugh. Also, talk fantasy football. If you played my lineup last night on FanDuel, you definitely won some money. On DraftKings, you won a little bit of money. I'll come back and talk about that too. You listen to the WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one true fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. In the first segment of the show this morning, I talked about what's going on in D.C. and how I think we're on the verge of a civil war in this country because we've become so divided. We have a huge racial divide, but we also have a huge political divide to the point where it's become so toxic that whoever wins these midterms, the other side is going to go ballistic. The liberals are going to lose it because these people won't. Look, do you realize it's amazing what's going on in the media right now? You have two stations on satellite radio. One is called The Resistance, and it ain't nothing but liberal hosts, and they whole shows is about how to get rid of Donald Trump. And then it's the other one called The Patriot Channel, and it's all about getting rid of the liberals. And so people are listening to these stations and it's just, it's so much hate. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's so unbelievable. Because see, this is the thing. We've made everything about partisanship. I mean, we've made it to the point where if you're not on my team, I hate you. And quite frankly, let's just have an honest moment here. We know it is a lot of people out here who are ready to fight for Trump. And it's a lot of people out here ready to fight against Trump. And like I said, in this midterm, you're going to have a record number of people voting. They already have, they're setting records right now just with voter registration for a midterm. If all these people go out and vote, you're going to have all kind of claims of voter fraud, voter intimidation. You have all these different claims. And whoever loses is going to blame the voter fraud or the voter intimidation or gerrymandering, whatever they want to call it. They're going to blame it on that. And it's going to cause people to want to fight. Make people want to fight. And so I'm just telling y'all right now, don't fall for the okie doke. Don't get caught up in the mix, because the reality of it is this. Look, everybody who's drawn this line in the sand, they blue, they red, they blue, whatever they want to call themselves. They're fighting for somebody or for some party that is controlled by the 1%. people are getting mad. People are losing it over Republicans and Democrats. And these the people who are running in office are millionaires. They're millionaires. They're absolutely millionaires. So to me, why would you be this hostile with your fellow American because of a one percenter who doesn't care what's really going on in your household? They don't care if you're losing your home or if your kid can't go to college. They don't care about that. Realize that all this not being in the middle is just ripping everybody apart, and that ain't good for nobody. Nobody. Now, for everybody who's just new to this, I have fantasy lineups that I give people on Thursday night and for the weekend games, for the Sunday-Monday games. Well, Monday I usually just put up for free on social media, but on Sunday and Thursday I put up lineups. Now, usually what I try to do is give you three different lineups for each game. I give you the three lineups I think are the players that I think you should be using to create your own lineup. Now, you can play the lineups I give you, or you can create your own lineup, take something out, add something in. Now, this past Thursday, they have a single game where you pick five players, right? You pick a captain and four other players. On FanDuel, the two players that you needed in your lineup for FanDuel was Crowell and Carlos Hyde. I gave you both of those players. And the very first lineup I have up there is Crowell as the captain and then Carlos Hyde. Then I gave you the kicker from the Jets, Anuwa, and Callaway. That lineup was 7 points from being in first place in the $1 million tournament. If you played that lineup, you got some money. It wasn't a lot because everybody ended up splitting the pot because it was like 200 people who had the same lineup that won it, and then like 500 people had the second place lineup. So it ended up splitting up the money. But the point of it is that if you look at the lineups, you can play them, but if you add your own touch to it, you could win a lot of money. A lot of money. One person has already won $3,500 using the lineups. So I put them up on Wednesday night for Thursday, and then on Friday, I put them up on Friday afternoon, Friday evening for the weekend game. So go to the website, thewbshow.com, and you can get them from right there. Look, I can't tell you I'm going to give you a $1 million lineup because things happen. Tyrod Taylor, I really like Tyrod Taylor in the Cleveland game. He ended up getting a concussion. He left the game. If he stays in that game, I might have won the $1 million thing last night because nobody was on him but me. So it's just all according to what happens in the game. But I do give you enough where you should be able to consistently win some of your money or some money, period, because the lineups are there. I mean, even if you look at the lineups I put up, if you were to mix and match, you could have possibly been in the first spot as well. So again, I'm gonna tell you like I've been telling you guys for everybody who's been doing it since week one, get the lineup, look at the lineup, but mix and match, add your own, play the lineup, then create a new lineup with four or five of those players, and then three or four players you like. That's what you do. That's what you do. All right, we come back. Can the Democrats, if Kavanaugh is put on the Supreme Court, can the Democrats, if they get the House and the Senate, impeach a Supreme Court justice? Do y'all know the answer to that? And then let's talk about this race divide. Why are we so divided racially in America? We come back. We'll start right there. You listen to the WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Jack, we are back live. So let's talk about the racial divide. All right. Let's talk about the racial divide. Why do we have this big racial divide in America? Now, some people think it's because of white privilege. Some people think it's because of just hate. Some people think it's because of religion and other things. But let me be honest with you. It has nothing to do with that. You know, the best way I can explain the racial divide in America is like this. You ever had bronchitis? When somebody has bronchitis, right, their chest feels tight. They might run a fever. They might be coughing. The coughing and the fever are symptoms. The actual problem is the bronchitis. And until you fix the bronchitis, until you get medicine that will kill the bronchitis, the symptoms are always going to be there. All right? It's always going to be there. And that's the racial divide in America. The racial divide in America is we got all these symptoms, religion, affirmative action, white privilege. We got all these different things that this is the reason why. But the real reason why is because of the 1%. I mean, just think about it. If we're divided, they stay in power. They stay in control. And see, you don't even understand how the 1% works. We think we understand, but we don't understand how they work. Because the 1% has poor people fighting for them. They have poor people doing for them. And they set it up in a way where it looks like it's something for you, but really what you're getting out of it ain't nothing compared to what they're getting out of it. Nothing. Now, let's really think about this. If they convince you to believe a certain thing, what do? You teach it to the next generation to think that this is why that. Your children look and learn from their parents. But the 1% doesn't just make you believe certain things. They make you do it and you don't even consciously know you're doing it. Let me give you some examples of this. All right? People paid $500 a ticket to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce. Now, let's really assess this. They're paying $500 to go hear some music and watch a performance. In their mind, it's worth the $500 because I'm getting to see them perform. But who's really getting the benefit of the $500? Jay-Z and Beyonce. Who are Jay-Z and Beyonce? The 1%. Politically speaking, they have dinners for $10,000 a plate. People pay it. Michelle Obama is going on tour right now with Live Nation. They have seats they're selling for $3,000 a seat to be in the front row of her event, and you get a backstage meet and greet and a photo with Michelle. $3,000. $3,000. The point I'm trying to get you guys to see is this. Whether you're paying $3,000 or you paying a dollar, who getting the benefit? And this is what the 1% has set up all throughout everything in the nation and in the country. Politically speaking, religiously speaking. Church is one of the biggest businesses we have in America right now. Legally speaking, the criminal justice system, the child support system, the probate system, they make billions, billions to the point when you combine them, the legal system in this country does over $1 trillion a year. And see, we look at this stuff and think, well, I want to go out and see this. Well, I want to go out and see that. Oh, I want to go that. Now, they crouch it in the form of it's capitalism. It's the American dream. Anybody can do it. Anybody can be here. Anybody can be that. But really think about America and the 1%. Now, let me show you how crazy people are. And how much brainwashing has really occurred in America. We have a president right now who says he loves the police, who says he loves the military. We have a president right now who says he respects women. This is the same man who raped his first wife, the same man who got caught on tape talking about he can grab a woman in her private parts, the same man who dodged the draft. And people are fighting for him like he's a war hero. This is the same man who lives in D.C. and watch every night hundreds to thousands of veterans sleeping on the mall of the memorials because they're homeless. And people believe he's fighting for the military. I mean, this is, see, what I'm trying to get y'all to understand is that the whole purpose of the racial divide is because if everybody woke up and said, wait a minute, we all getting screwed. This needs to change. This whole system we know would be completely overhauled. And see, when people say, well, you can't think like that. Wait a minute. Isn't this what the founding fathers' whole theory and thought was? They were getting screwed, so they wanted to change everything. Even though if you know history, you know that wasn't really what happened, right? They wanted to keep slavery, and the crown was about to end slavery. And so they convinced the poor people of America, taxation with no representation. Y'all getting screwed. You need to fight. I'm just saying. You got people, you got evangelicals who would condemn political people who had affairs, who had been married more than once, who had talked a certain way. These same evangelical leaders support Donald Trump, even though he got three wives, three baby mamas, multiple affairs. Like I told you, who would have knew Stormy Daniels was going to be the Dr. Seuss of our generation? Orange man with hands. Orange man with hands this little. Orange man with hands with the mushroom. I'm just saying. We come back. Talk a little bit more about that before we get out of here for this first hour. Listening to the WB.
I just checked my following, listen.
You gon' tell somebody.
You motherfuckers owe me.
Grandma told me, get your money, let me. Get your money, let me. Get your money, let me. Get your money, let me.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
All right. Now, I talked a little bit about this racial divide in the last segment, but I want to close out this first hour with this. So I've been telling you guys, look at these marijuana stocks. Look at them. Open up you an account. Get you some. You ain't got to get you a lot. Get you a little. I'm going to have an IPO group that's coming on that's going to be talking about a opportunity to actually buy the stock before it goes public. That's a marijuana farm. It's a farm actually in California. They have their own farm and they're growing their own weed in California. And so I'm going to have them on to give you guys the opportunity to get in on that. But, marijuana to me is going to be like alcohol was after prohibition, because people are going to be using this everywhere. And I was reading an article where Coca-Cola or Pepsi, I can't remember which one, cause I don't drink soda at all. But one of them is putting marijuana in their drink and going to make an energy drink out of it. And that tells me everything I need to know right there. If they've got to make this into an energy drink, this stuff is going to be crazy. It's about to be everywhere. Everywhere. So this is going to be something that we all need to be looking at. You all need to individually be trying to do it because it is something that is really, really happening. Also, let me do this. I talked to you guys before about coming together and doing a beauty supply chain. We got 94 people who committed to do 3 stores based on preliminary stuff that I've looked at. You're talking about $40,000 a store to start off with. So you're talking about, for 94 people with myself, 95, you're talking about $1,267 a person. Looking at doing it maybe the first week of May 2019. All right. Now, based on what I've looked at, just on a preliminary thing, $40,000 will cover a year's worth of rent in 3 venues, plus stock, plus a reserve of 2 months to be able to pay employees, which I think is very feasible to do. I think that's very feasible to do. So once I get everything lined up, those 94 people, We'll pick a date and go from there. So just wanted to give you guys a quick update on that. But I think if we walk in the door and we can pay the rent for a whole year and each one of them and still be able to set up, that's fantastic, because then your overhead cost drops tremendously because you don't got to worry about rent for a year. So you got profit coming in the door. If you can walk in and pay off the rent for a year, hey, that's you ain't got it. You walking in the door like, hey, I'm a winner. So that's one of the things that I was trying to look at. I was trying to look at, could we do a year up front in each venue? Because if we can do that, then it will definitely turn a profit in the first year. So we will definitely look at that and work everything out. So just want to give you a quick update on that particular thing. Now, next Friday, I'll do an update, a weekly update on everything that's going on, but wanted to give you an update on that. And then everybody with the HBCU thing, let me give you a little quick update that we did the festival out in California. I wasn't able to go because of the hurricane, but I have been in contact with HBO. They actually reached out to me. And so we're talking now about what they would like if I could do it. It's just, I don't know if I can do what they're asking me to do, to be honest with y'all. But at least having the conversation means we got a door open. And that's all we want to do. We got another 4 or 5 more festivals coming up between now and January. So the last big one, I think, is the first week of February. And then after that, if we don't have something solid, we'll just throw it right on Netflix and let it roll. Let it do what it do. So we in a good position with a lot of things, y'all. A lot of things is a good position. That remind me to everybody on the radio, get your radio stuff in today as soon as possible. We got to get ready for the radio stuff. So if you're on the radio team, get in that today. All right. Let me close out the hour like this. Let me close out the show like this. When we look at where we are as a nation and as a country right now, very important. It's very important that we understand that we're at a very interesting crossroad. Very interesting crossroad for where we're at in American history. Because we're in a place and a time where we've always had a racial divide. Always. But even in the racial division, we had some middle ground. We don't have middle ground right now, y'all. We don't have any middle ground. It needs to be one way or the other way, right? Either Republican or Democrat, Christian or Muslim, black or white. We have to get back to being in the middle. We're not going to agree on everything. We're not going to see everything eye to eye. But if we don't, as a nation, come back towards the middle, I mean, some of the stuff that the Democrats are suggesting is just straight up socialism. It's all the way. It's so far left, they done left the left side. Then on the right, you got people who are so far right that they done left the plantation. It used to be that even when you didn't agree, you could sit down and try to work out something. These folks won't even sit down and try to work out nothing. And now we as a nation are behaving exactly the same way. We need to get back to the middle. All right, everybody, second hour of the show is about to come up. When we come up for the second hour of the show, I'm going to give you some fantasy football players that I like this week. And then you can go over and get the website, thewbshow.com, to get the lineups. They'll be up about 5 o'clock this afternoon for Sunday games. And then follow me on social media because I put a Monday lineup up there for free for Monday. All right. You're listening to the WB.